Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Carl is looking for a second date update with a woman named Erica. Hi, Carl. How are you?
Hi, Jeff and Jen. How are you?
Not bad. So what's the story with Erica? What happened?
Well, I met this girl, Erica, online. We went out once, and she was so awesome. We matched on Hinge. She reached out to me, and I could tell that she hadn't been on there too long. You know, she was like fresh meat.
I was just going to say, because the biggest complaint that I hear from people is, you know, when they go on Match and other dating apps, it's like, oh, it's the same people. It's the same people that have been on there forever.
Well, it's the same people across all the platforms, too. It's like they're on Match, they're on Hinge, they're on Bumble, they're on, like, everything.
Right. So,
when
yeah,
a new one shows up,
newbie,
you're like, that's her.
Hey. Yeah. So, you know, so anyways, you know, we started talking and, you know, it was flirty. You know, she was great, had great conversation. She had some awesome stories about growing up in Texas and moving to Cincinnati as a teenager.
That's cool.
You know, it was just fun. So we decided to go out on our first date. We went to Soto.
Nice.
After dinner, you know, I walked her to her car in the Fountain Square garage. You know, we shared a kiss and she left. And it was honestly, you know, something like out of a movie.
What, you mean like from a romantic standpoint?
Yeah, you know, it was a good feeling. And I got home, you know, I sent her a text and letting her know that, you know, I had a great time. You know, she told me she had a great time, too. And I thought we would go out again. The next morning, I texted good morning. She didn't write back. Which I thought was weird. Later on that night, I sent her another text that said, you know, I had so much fun at dinner last night. It was awesome meeting you, and I can't wait to do it again. And again, nothing. So help me. You know, it's been 2 days.
And 2 days is too long, right, Fritchie?
Yes. 2 hours is too long.
Yeah, especially since she had already replied to your text the night before.
Yeah.
Right.
Was there any point, I mean, I know you said for the most part it went well. You had a nice dinner at Soto. You talked about a lot of different things. You learned a lot about her and her life. Was there any point where you look back on it and you question it and say, man, I wonder if I should have said that, or I wonder if I offended her by saying this, or if she thought what I said about that was weird?
No. I mean, I honestly, like I said, you know, we had good conversation. Dinner was good. She responded back to me, which I thought those were all telltale signs of a good night. So, you know, I think normally, you know, when you text somebody and they respond back, I would think that there's some interest there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, it's, honestly, it seems like what could go wrong if she wrote something back? Something, clearly, something happened here.
Right.
So weird.
But, Carl, I would ask you, are you prepared for whatever the outcome?
I mean, yeah. You know, it would suck if it didn't work out. But, you know, I mean, again, this is just a dating game, right? You know, you meet some and you hopefully get some good energy and create a relationship out of it. If not, then I guess I just gotta keep looking.
Boy, you are right, though. When you use the term dating game, man, that it really is sometimes.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know,
you got to play the game, Jeff.
Unfortunately, but at least you're aware.
Yeah. All right, Carl. We'll take a break. When we come back, we call Erica. Next, the second date update continues here at Cincinnati's Q102. Looks like Erica was fairly new to Match when Carl spotted her and reached out. They had exchanged some flirty texts before they finally made a date, had dinner at Soto. That went great. She's evidently, you know, very interesting person to talk to. Told them all about growing up in Texas and moving to Cincinnati. And they had shared a lovely kiss, I think you said, right, in the parking garage after?
They had a nice little moment. And again, it just felt like it was surreal. It was like out of a movie.
And the way they kind of left it, it was sort of implied that they would see each other again because they both acknowledged. Erica even said that she had a great time, which would lead one to believe that she'd be open to a second date. But we can't assume these things anymore because, well, we wouldn't have second date update if that happened like clockwork.
And the world is so crazy now. Like, so many things can happen. Who knows?
Yeah, he sent her a text the next morning. No response. Text her again that night. No response. Here we are 2 days later. Carl wants to know what's up, and we're going to call Erica. Unless there's anything else you think we need to know, Carl, going into this.
No, that's pretty much it.
All right.
Like I said, I reached out, and to no avail, I didn't get her.
Okay, let's call Erica.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Erica, please?
This is?
Hi, Erica. It's Jeff, Fritch, and Tim at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing good. What did you say?
Why are you calling me?
You have a fan, and he reached out to us and told us about your date.
Oh, God.
Do you remember Carl?
I do.
There's that awkward, I've been busted.
I'm so embarrassed. Oh, my Lord.
What happened? Did you just get busy, or have you been avoiding Carl intentionally?
I just have to come clean, and I'm embarrassed, and here's what happened. I got engaged.
Huh?
It's like a Mrs. Doubtfire sort of episode. Were you dating two people at the same time and running back and forth and changing?
Peter Brady.
I really wasn't. So what I didn't really mention to Carl was that night, I had never been on a dating website. That is true. I was new to it. I had been in a relationship for a year and a half to my boyfriend, who let's call him Todd. And he didn't really, he wasn't 100% on board with getting married or having kids. And he was kind of wishy-washy and going back and forth. And so I gave him an ultimatum, and that was in January. And we broke up, and I brooded and cried in 3 months. And then I said, you know, let me put myself back out there. I'm worthy. I'm a valuable person. So I went on the dating website, and then Carl was on there, and he just seemed so cool. And he seemed like somebody I would like. So I went out with him, and it was a great date. It really was. He was so nice, and he did all the things right. He wasn't super pushy, and he did text me twice, but it was like perfect timing. It was very nice. But when I got home that night, my ex was at my house, and he decided he couldn't live without me, and he was ready to start his life with me, and we talked all night and the next day, and we went shopping and picked out a ring, and I'm so sorry, but, you know, we're really in love, and I meant to get back to Carl, but it's so weird because it's been a whirlwind, and I've been thinking about all these things, and then Carl would creep in my head. I'm like, oh, God, I got to. And then minutes go by, hours go by, and now I feel so stupid. And
right.
I
been there.
You know, he's a really cool dude. And ladies out there who are single, Carl's the Mac Daddy of all dates.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
What a whirlwind. Did your ex know that you had joined, like, a dating thing? Like, did he come out of the woodwork, like, once he found out that you were dating, or what happened there?
Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that.
Oh, I mean, I don't mean to plant the seed.
No, but I was going to ask that same question. Like, did he know you were on a date? Was he not stalking you, but kind of following you?
Well,
like,
no, I couldn't say that. I just said I was, you know, out with friends. I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to.
Oh, so he just honestly, like, missed you and was like, showed up at your house.
The timing is crazy. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. That is
It makes total sense why you would just vanish, though.
Yeah, and I do feel bad, but I do think my ex was very sincere, and I do have kind of a long history with him, and even though Carl was very compelling, and I probably would have went out with him again and again to really get to know him even more, this just kind of happened.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, Erica, if you're a fan of our show, if you've ever heard Second Date Update, you know that Carl is on the line, and he's had a chance to hear your explanation, and he's patiently waited and been very quiet on the other end, letting you speak. Carl, I don't know what to tell you, bud.
I mean, it was nice going out with you. You know, congratulations. Good for you. I mean, I'm sure he's a lucky guy. I just hope that he does right by you and lives up to whatever it is that he said he was going to do. And I guess got to hit back to the drawing board. You know, I got to find somebody that's not engaged and
somebody available.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, hopefully, man, that fresh meat is going fast out there.
I'll tell you what, man. They don't stay on the shelf for very long, do they?
How about that for an icebreaker, though, on your next date, Carl? Hey, how's, you know, I'm sure maybe you're making some small talk and, you know, have you been dating? How's it? Man, it's a crazy story, trading time. Well, yeah, after the last date, this girl went and got engaged at her house. An hour after I said goodbye.
That's nuts, though.
And you're being quite a gentleman about this, too, Carl.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, like I said, just the dating game, I guess. Unfortunately, you have these little situations that come up. And
bleep happens.
You know, you would hope to get them now, then get them later on.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Good luck to you out there, though. I mean, you seem to be like a nice guy that's got your stuff together. Somebody's going to snatch you up, right?
I'm hoping so.
He's such a class act.
He really is.
Mm-hmm. Are you on your way to the bridal shop?
It sounds like that driver's license song.
Yeah, you're picking out dresses today?
No, just heading into work.
All right. Well, you have a great day, and congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. Take it easy.
Bye.
All right. You need our help with a second date update? It's an email away. Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.